Jacksonville resident Nanette DeLage is in Tallahassee talking to legislators about mental health services and criminal justice reform. She says her then 17-year-old son, Eric Francis Sandifer, was depressed and had been involuntarily hospitalized several times.
What they tend to do is treat him and street him, and he wasn't really getting the help that he needed. So he left the house one night and acted out in a very unfortunate way.
Sandifer is now in prison for stabbing a homeless man. There's 20 million people in Florida, but the state is nearly dead last in funding mental health treatment. The Mental Health Association of Central Florida says people who are mentally ill are 5 times more likely to wind up in jail or prison than a state mental health facility. Senator Rene Garcia says the criminal justice system shouldn't be the first step to addressing mental illness. He helped pass legislation last year that creates a system of state and local agencies to address mental health and substance abuse needs.
Studies have proven time and time again, if we get these individuals into treatment early and keep them on treatment, they will have a meaningful, productive life just like all of us do.
About 1 million people could get Medicaid if the state expanded its program, something that's been rejected by lawmakers. Florida has about 66,000 uninsured residents with serious mental illness. But Medicaid coverage doesn't guarantee access. Rick Marquis says he's tried to find a public mental institution for his son, who was diagnosed with schizophrenia in 2008. But the state doesn't have one. The 70-year-old St. Augustine resident says he's now using his retirement savings for his son's mental health treatment because counselors won't accept the insurance. His son lives at home with Marquis and his wife, but has gotten violent with them before.
This is brutal. I can't tell you how brutal this is. Like I said, it made Vietnam look like a walk in the park. And that's saying something. But it's worse for him.
Democratic Representative Carlos Smith says many of the victims of last year's Pulse nightclub mass shooting in Orlando can't get the mental health care they need.
They escaped the Pulse nightclub with their lives, only to realize that they had lost some of their closest friends. And yet they are uninsured or have limited access to mental health services to deal with the ensuing post-traumatic stress that continues.
Governor Rick Scott has budgeted an extra $25 million for mental health and substance abuse treatment for this fiscal year. But Republican Representative Kathleen Peters says she wants more directed to it. She plans to introduce legislation to draw up to $100 million in federal funding. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.